today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of the Almighty Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, Salaamu Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Our topic for today is standing firm in Islam. Today, Thursday, is the 4th of Safar, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 10th of Shahrivar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 1st of September, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment by recitation of chapter Ar-Rum, verses 14 to 16.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. ويوم تقوم الساعة يومئذ يتفرقون.
And the day the hour appears, that day they will become separated.
فأما الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فهم في روضة يحبرون.
And as for those who had believed and done righteous deeds, they will be in a garden of paradise, delighted.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The point which is mentioned about the people of paradise is both faith and righteous deed. While concerning the people of hell, the Quran suffices to mentioning only their lack of faith, which leads to both the rejection of divine signs and resurrection. This points to the fact that for entering into paradise, mere faith is not enough and righteous deed is also necessary. But for entering into hell, only disbelief is enough, though the one has not committed any other sin, since disbelief itself is the greatest sin.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwarta darbi, shukran.
IRIB English Radio and this program today is special, and this part, Standing Firm on the Path of Allah, you're listening to. Many verses of the Holy Quran show believers praying for the ability to stand firm. When the forces of Talut meet Jalut, they are a few in number, but they pray for strength that eventually leads to their victory. The Quran captures this beautifully. Allah says in the Holy Quran, chapter 2, verse 250, "And when they went out against Jalut and his forces, they said, 'Our Lord, pour down upon us patience and make our feet steady and assist us against the unbelieving people.'" In another place, Allah quotes the prayer of the godly people who struggle with the Holy Prophet. In chapter 3, verse 147, Allah says, "All that they said was, O Lord, forgive us our sins and our excesses in our affairs. Make our feet steady and help us against the unbelieving people. Allah the Almighty also promises to grant firmness to those who help His way. As you can see in chapter 47 of the Holy Quran, verse 7, Allah says, O you who have faith, if you help Allah, He will help you and make your feet steady. Interestingly, the Quran also talks about firmness in speech and strength and firmness of the heart. There can be no success in faith without firmness in all aspects of human output. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi-nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with how to remain steadfast in the right path. There are some reasons for not following up the line of the Ahl al-Bayt and the line of the true Islamic religion. One of them is being too much detached to this worldly life and being mercenary. You find that when some people are not very much detached to this worldly life, or they are not detached, they are not very much attached to money, to collecting money, to hoarding money, they would be ready to sacrifice their own lives in favor of the Islamic religion. However, when some people taste the sweetness of worldly life, of course it's, quite transitory, or the sweetness of collecting money and being attached to this worldly life and enjoying it, you find that these two indications and these two causes make even some religious people from moving backward and turning away from the religious path. At the same time, we find that it isn't any important job to remain steadfast in the time and in the moments of comfort. Rather, steadfastness makes sense when people are in hard situations.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
When we look at the means of steadfastness in Islam, we reach to the remembering of Allah, that is dhikr. This is one of the greatest means of being steadfast in Islam. Think about the combination described in this ayah. O you who believe, when you meet an enemy force, take a firm stand against them and remember the name of Allah much, so that you may be successful. Dhikr is one of the most effective aids to standing firm. How did Yusuf stand firm in the face of temptation of the part of the powerful and beautiful woman who called him to do wrong? Did he not enter the fortress of seeking refuge in Allah and thus defeat the waves of temptation? This is the effect of remembering Allah on making the believers steadfast.
رَبُّنَا رَبُّ الْقُلُوبِ وَهُوَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ فِي الشُّرُوقِ وَفِي الْغُرُوبِ نُورُهُ يَهْدِي الْعَصَارِ وهو علام الغيوب في الشروق وفي الغروب نوره يهدي العصا ربنا الهادي الودود فضله ملء الوجود عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
From the qualities of a believer, this is one. Believe in the unseen. One of the characteristics of a believer is to believe in Allah, the one true Allah who created everything. It is this belief that propels other articles of faith which cannot be seen. This includes the belief in angels, prophets, revelations, resurrection, and destiny, either good or bad. And this is why Allah puts it clear. Thus, Allah in chapter 2nd of the Holy Quran, that is chapter Al-Baqarah, verses 2-5, said, "This is the book, the Quran, whereof there is no doubt, a guidance to those who are the pious, those who believe in the unseen and perform a salah, and spend out of what we have provided for them, and who believe in which has been sent down, revealed to you, Muhammad, and in the Torah and the Injil, which were sent down before you, and they believe with certainty in the hereafter. They are on true guidance from their Lord, and they are the successful."
The belief in Al-Jannah encourages us to do good acts, noble acts. You see, the human being knows that good and noble acts, acts of kindness, they are good within themselves, even if there's no reward. If I tell you, there's a poor person here, he has no food, give him food, give him money to buy food. You don't need reward to do that. Do I have to tell you I'll reward you to do that? No, you know, you have aqal that this is a good thing. I should do it even if there's no ajr, even if there's no reward. If I see an old man walking and he needs help, an old lady, I know I should help them. Even if there is no jannah, even if there's no reward, because an act of kindness should be done no matter what. The human being knows that. But is his knowledge enough? No. Because the human being is, number one, many times selfish. Give to the poor. If I give to the poor, my money will become less. I want my money for myself. Unless there is a self-interest for me, why should I help the poor? Correct? The human being knows it's good to help others, but he's selfish sometimes. Other times, he's lazy. I know I should help my old neighbor and he needs help, you know, removing his snow, plowing the snow, or raking the leaves. I know my parents need my help to do something, but sometimes I'm just lazy. I just can't, you know, it's too difficult. I want to just sit and watch YouTube, watch the game. I want to play video games or whatever. So sometimes the laziness is what? It's too strong. So it's not enough that I know, you know, it's good to help other people. The human being needs a more powerful enticement, a more powerful incentive and motive. This is where Allah Azza wa Jal comes and tells me, look, if you help other people, if you are kind with other people, you help the elderly, you know, for example, build a hospital, an orphanage, you help an orphan, poor people, any kind act that you do, if you do that, I will give you an unimaginable reward. What does this do? This will encourage me to go and help others, not for them, but for Jannah.
Brothers and sisters, that was all for this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, in which we discussed about standing firm in Islam and means of steadfastness in Islam. Inshallah, we continue this on the next episode. Till then, Allah bless all of you and we leave you in Allah's protection.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were like, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.